Our top stories, investigations are continuing this morning into the death of the youngest son of Australian rock singer Angry Anderson. A 20-year-old man remains in custody at Manly Police Station on Sydney's northern beaches. He was arrested yesterday morning at the scene of what police said was a brutal assault. It took several officers and the use of capsicum spray to restrain the 20-year-old as he was being arrested. Police have confirmed the pair were friends. French President Emmanuel Macron says he's proud of the decision of New Caledonians to remain part of France following an historic referendum. Early results from the independence vote indicate more than 60% of people in the territory cast their ballot in favour of staying with France. Mr Macron says the vote is the result of a process that began 30 years ago to end years of violence over French rule. At least 29 people have been killed in Italy after severe weather caused flooding and landslides across the country. On the southern island of Sicily, 9 people staying in one house have died after being trapped inside by rising floodwaters. And one of Victoria's most senior judges has labelled the political reporting on African crime in Melbourne as dangerous and skewed. In a rare interview, County Court Chief Judge Peter Kidd has told Four Corners Victoria's media reporting gives an inaccurate portrayal of how much crime is actually being committed by people from the African community. People born in Sudan make up 0.1% of Victoria's population and account for 1% of the state's alleged criminal offenders.